AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's not 2020 yet, but the presidential campaign season enters a new phase tonight. The first debate starts next hour.
I am a candidate for president of the United States.
Are you ready for a political revolution?
10 Democrats will take the stage for a debate tonight, 10 more tomorrow night. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says Elizabeth Warren has the advantage tonight, the only one of the 10 considered a major candidate.
If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Bannon says these debates could provide quick make or break moments.
None of the 20 of them are going to have much time to do or say much of anything. They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short and sweet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate's passed a $4.6 billion funding bill to help the government care for tens of thousands of migrants in U.S. detention. President Trump, before leaving for the G20 summit, says he's confident there will be an agreement with the House to finalize the measure. He commented on that wrenching photo of a drowned father and toddler from El Salvador who tried to cross into the U.S.
I hate it, and I know it could stop immediately if the Democrats change the law.
The president was also asked about his upcoming meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I'll have a very good conversation with him. What I say to him is none of your business.
A nightclub worker in Chicago was taken into custody by the Secret Service this week. She's accused of spitting on the president's son, Eric Trump, at the lounge where she works. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood have asked a judge to block that strict new abortion law in Arkansas. It could shut down the state's only surgical abortion clinic next month. In California, a former USC gynecologist has been arrested today, accused of sexually assaulting 16 women at a student health center. This is AP Radio News. A federal health advisory panel says men and women should be vaccinated against the HPV virus, and it's raising the age for those who didn't get the shot as kids. Our Ben Thomas reports.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says it should be recommended for both men and women through the age of 26. HPV is commonly spread through sex and can cause cervical and other cancers.
The wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter has died. Beth Chapman was 51 years old. She had been battling cancer for about 2 years. An outbreak of toxic bacteria is ruining some beach plans in Mississippi. Authorities are warning people not to swim or eat seafood from polluted coastal waters in Hancock and Harrison counties. They're also telling people to keep their dogs away from the greenish-blue tinted water. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.